Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. For you readers of crime dramas, this episode is brought to you by the novel, A Noir Story. What happens when murder is the solution and the problem? Find out as a married woman's affair ignites a double crime thriller, involving her jealous husband, his ambitious but incompetent lawyer friend, a wannabe rapper, and a security guard moonlighting as a burglar. In a noir story, there are no heroes and there are no villains. There's only the last man standing. A Noir Story is now available on Amazon in paperback for $9.99. And the Kindle version is only 99 cents. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, do you find this new haircut for women attractive? Someone told me that all the skinheads' girlfriends in Portland, Oregon used to wear their hair like this, and now it's apparently becoming popular with liberal women. This looks like Friar Tuck in the front and a party in the back. This woman looks like someone interrupted her while she was trying to shave her head before she was about to get a lobotomy. I spot 4 red flags here. How many do you see? Up next, this female darts player was threatened with disciplinary action for refusing to play transgender rival players. I guess it went from they just want to pee in the women's bathroom to if you don't play them in a darts match, you'll be punished pretty quickly. Men are making a mockery of women's sport, and women are the ones being punished for it. I love it. Maybe this is how we end female sports once and for all, by filling them with men. It's only fair because female teachers have taken over the elementary schools. Number 3, please don't say you're a baseball fan unless you know who this legend is. That's the AIDS ball player known as Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn, one of the greatest players to grace the silver screen. The only sports celebrities that are more famous are Shooter McGavin and Happy Gilmore. Also, that Cleveland Indians cap has got to be one of the best designed logos in baseball. Too bad they had to change it in 2019. Moving on is Jack, and he's 23 years old and wants to buy a house and have a family, but he has to stick to renting because the housing market is broken. He wants everyone to vote for the convicted felon to make his life better. It doesn't matter who wins. Their housing shortages and hedge funds are buying up all the houses in America and jacking up the rents. If you want to have a family, you have to leave the country and go to Latin America, Eastern Europe, or even Southeast Asia. The wealth inequality will only continue to get worse. Number 5 is Jennifer Aniston, and she looks pretty good for a 55-year-old woman. Around here, most 35-year-old women look like her. What I'm wondering about is how she built her absolute unit of a neck. But she's an alpha widow and it looks like bro here did a number on her, and then left her for the unstable Angelina Jolie. And even though he left her, people still like Brad Pitt more than they like her, especially the ladies. Up next, when a woman uses one of those vibrating toys on her night table, that scene is perfectly normal. But when a man gets a latex doll built with all the bells and whistles, then he's called a pervert. This meme is designed to shame men. Dolls are usually very basic, though. I suspect that when they get more and more advanced, women will try shaming men for using them. When that doesn't work, then they'll try and ban them. If that doesn't work, then they'll destroy the store selling them. Number 7, this woman remembers when she was 8 years old and lied about an old man touching her in the park. And he was arrested because she was seeking attention. She was an attention seeker, as in past tense. No, honey, you still are. Because you're sharing this story that may or may not have happened. If she did what she did, then that explains why men are avoiding all females all the time these days. This should be a warning that females can ruin your life, even if you don't meet or talk to one. Moving on, Rand Miller says, it's not that Asian students perform better at SATs than blacks do. It's that the tests are racist. That's like saying Usain Bolt wasn't running faster than everyone, but it's that the 100-meter dash was just racist, and that's why he won. If you leave the house looking like this guy, I won't believe a single word you say. But liberals are going to believe what he says. Asians generally have a much stronger work ethic. That's not racism. That's just preparing for a test. Number 9, when you're a woman that's been married 4 times and you expect sympathy for your pain, maybe it's not the men that are responsible for ending your marriages. Maybe the men aren't the problem. Maybe it's you. She was with all these famous men and none of them could keep her satisfied. And even with 3 ex-husbands, Affleck still married her knowing what she was like because he dated her more than a couple of decades ago. That's not star behavior. That's simp behavior. I think he should go and do what DiCaprio's doing. Up next, many on the left demand that taxes be raised along with the minimum wage and then wonder why everything becomes so expensive. And then the libtards will push for price controls to fix the rising prices, only to then wonder why there isn't anything in the stores. This image of a storekeeper in Venezuela before and after the Marxists took over and imposed price controls comes to mind. On the bright side, at least he lost some weight. Number 11, apparently the New Yorker magazine, accidentally portrays the tragedy of modern feminism. In this first image, it shows the average woman's place these days full of multiple cats looking like a bomb went off. And it's so messy. In the second one, it shows that women are so busy in their careers these days that they have to hire immigrants to raise their children for them as nannies. Who else but women who can afford nannies are willing to pay $9 for a magazine in this day and age? Moving on, LaWanda says, yes, kids should get vaccines, and so what if it makes them artistic? That doesn't mean that they're going to turn out gay. Looks like the fluoride in the water takes another victim that doesn't understand the difference between artistic and autistic. But these days, the number of autistic and gay kids has gone up exponentially. I'm sure it's all just a big coinkydink. Number 13, ever since the healer Clara has moved into a small village, all the women stopped having headaches. Probably because they're worried that one of their men will run off with her. You see, the competition could be a good thing in capitalist societies. She's clearly a gifted healer. It's crazy how big of a part jealousy has to a woman's attraction for a man. Either that or women know that a man's value is based on how attractive the women around the guy find him. Up next, Paul Elam says that whenever you hear a man or woman asking for a traditional relationship, this is what they want. But don't move in with the woman, or you're going to end up like this guy begging her for permission to do the things you once never had to ask anyone to do. Women expect to rule a household and have the authority over men these days. Not to mention begging her for sex. Most simps will end up like this guy. Number 15 B says that the family she babysits for bought her a car on her 18th birthday. Either they're loaded or the husband bought her a car so she wouldn't tell his wife about the two of them playing hanky spank me together. Moving on, jaw, no surgery, makes even the dorkiest guys look like a proper Tyrone inmate. He goes from migrant to male model in no time. I'm predicting that in 10 years, more men will get plastic surgery once they realize how important looks are to women. And when they have kids, she'll wonder why their son doesn't have a Chad jawline like him. Number 17, Barbie says that it's creepy that all the older men want to date younger women. Ken fires back by telling her that she used to prefer dating older men when she was younger. They were financially secure and rich. Women have no problem with older guys dating them while they're younger. But they hate it when they get older and those guys are no longer interested in them. Women are trying to shame older guys into dating older women. But you can't shame men's biological drives. Up next, Elizabeth Holmes, the biggest female fraudster of all time, says that the minute you have a backup plan is the moment you admit that you're not going to succeed. Well, if she had a backup plan, maybe she wouldn't be spending 10 years in prison right now. But technically, she does have a backup plan. She got together with Billy Evans, the heir to the Evans Hotel fortune, a couple years before the bankruptcy of her company, and has a couple of kids with them. And just as her company Theranos was failing, she hitched her wagon to a rich man. That was her plan B. Number 19, do you want Gracie? She's preggers and wants a quickie with your dump. Her husband will watch, probably while sitting in a cuck chair, and she says the thicker the better. The degeneracy of millennials is amazing. She probably has half a dozen tattoos along with those piercings, and her notch count is probably 50, and that's just the number of guys her husband saw her while he was watching. Potato nose, rotten teeth, and ugly piercings. Very tempting. Not. Moving on, how much stronger is an average man compared to an average woman? A woman has 52% of the upper body strength and 66% of the lower body strength of the average man. Obviously, this is why transgender athletes have such a huge advantage. But admitting that would destroy the leftist fantasy that there are no biological differences between males and females. Women these days are as strong as your typical soy boy. Number 21, the San Francisco district attorney is being criticized for hiring a friend with no law experience or degree for a $300,000 a year position. This happens in places like Baltimore, Detroit, and Buffalo all the time. And look how successful those cities are. What do you think is going to happen when the majority of CEOs and politicians are women? You really think that they won't bring in tons of unqualified women to fill their company's roles? Up next, Jada Pinkett Smith claims that her grandmother taught her how to self-pleasure herself at the age of 9. So her grandma is basically a pedo and it's called child abuse. Also, too much of that makes a woman's hair fall out. If Jada is so desperate to stay relevant, she should just do midget corn. At 4'11", she would make the grade. Number 23 looks like even all the groomsmen that they put on top of wedding cakes are trying to run away from marriage these days. I should carry these and start selling them. Men are giving up on marriage, and 45% of all marriage-age women will be single and childless in only 6 years. Now we just need to figure out a way for men to reproduce without marriage and relationships. Moving on, here's one of those women that are single and childless at the age of 38. She says that she was betrayed by feminism. She looks like she wants attention too, and this is probably just the thinly veiled dating ad. Hurry up, guys, will some of you knock her up already so she shuts up? This woman chose the Chad Roan hit and runs her entire life, and now she needs to live with it. Better hurry up, though, because it looks like her clock is ticking down. Oops, sorry. I guess it's too late. She blimped up. Number 25, what the hell happened to Dave Bautista? Is he transitioning or something with a feminine figure and pearl necklace like that? I still can't believe that's Dave Bautista. Maybe it's Nick Avocado in disguise. People say that once he stopped taking the roids, he lost all his gains. That's not how gains work. I kept over 80% of my gains over 30 years ago now. Maybe it's cancer. Sorry, my mistake. It looks like he went vegan. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.